Okay, so we are actually going to be jumping to a different place than we were before. We were doing Ledavad Hashem already this week. I was planning on having three or four more shiurim, and we were going to try to go through the whole thing. However, our shiur series had to be shortened. So I just wanted to jump to a parak of Tehillim that we say every day, Psukim de Zimra. And it is, it's a parak that we say every day. And for me, there are a few different ideas here that have given me chizuk, various challenges. I feel like it's a nice way to end in the final shiur, just a way to look at the positive, a way to see the positive in the positives, and to try to have a good perspective, reflecting and what to do moving forward. So we'll do two to three ideas that are in this parak of Tehillim, and hopefully that'll give us chizuk. So it's in the second Halleluka. So everyone wants to turn to that, the second Halleluka. Tehillim, Kuf Mem Zayin. So in these five Hallelukas, Chassidus, they speak about how it connects the five parts of the Jewish soul. And many, many deep ideas, seeing Hashem in all of nature. And we'll start from the beginning. It says, Halleluka, ki tov zamar l'elokeinu, ki na'im nava sihila. We should praise Hashem because he is fitting for praise. He is deserving of praise. Bona Yerushalayim Hashem, nidcha Yisrael yechanes. Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim, and he will gather those who are pushed off from Yisrael. He's going to gather everyone together. Harofe l'shvuri leiv. He is the healer of broken hearts. U'mechabesh l'atzvo sam. And he binds up their sadness. Monem espar l'kochavim. He counts, gives a number to the stars. L'chulam shemos yikra. He gives all of them names. Even though the stars are, for all intents and purposes, infinite, he has specific names. Not only is he aware of their number, Monem espar l'kochavim, but L'chulam shemos yikra. He even has names for all of them. So Hashem has names for the stars. For sure, human beings, especially because we know we're compared to the stars. Our master is great, and he is abundant strength. We cannot count. There's no number. There's no limit. There's no end to his tivuna, his insight, his wisdom. Ma'odeid al navim Hashem. Hashem encourages humble people, mashpil rishayim adei aretz, and he lowers wicked people to the ground. So far, I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? So far, simply just reading the words, very, very encouraging way to view Hashem. So here's the first pshat I want to get to. Enu la Hashem besoda. Zamru l'elokeinu b'chinor. Enu la Hashem besoda. Zamru l'elokeinu b'chinor. Does anybody want to try to translate? Let's start with the first phrase. Enu la Hashem besoda. What does that mean? Enu la Hashem besoda. You like soda? Enu la Hashem besoda. So Enu la Hashem means answer, right? Call out, but answer. Like Aniyah, to answer. La Hashem besoda, with thanks. Right? Zamru l'elokeinu b'chinor. Which means, what does Zamru mean? Sing, right? Liloke, or make music. Lilokenu, to our God. Bechinor. What's a kinor? What's a kinor? Kinor is the harp, right? A lyre, one of these instruments. I don't know the difference anyway. So here are the questions. A few questions. Why do, right? It's a parallel phrase. Right? We say Hashem and Lelokeinu. We say Enu and we say Zamru. And why is the second one with the kinor, and the first one is Besoda? Right? Three word phrase. Enu LaHashem Besoda Zamru Lelokeinu Bechinor. Why Enu LaHashem Besoda? Why Zamru Lelokeinu Bechinor? Three obvious questions. They're clear. Everyone gets them. Okay. So let's try to discuss these a little bit. First, we have to define some terms. So when we see Hashem and Elokeinu, we have to define those terms. Also, the lashon of Zimra, we'll also have to try to explain, and hopefully, it'll give us some insight. So first of all, what's the feature difference between Hashem and Elokeinu?
Hashem.
Oh. So tell me about Hashem. What's Hashem as opposed to Elokeinu?
Versus
so Rachamim. Because I'll tell us that Hashem is Hashem Rachamim. Meaning there's also more, right? There's also Hayovah Vayi. There is that, but and that's part of it. That's part of the Rachamim, because that's the infinite God, which is infinitely capable of giving, not being limited by din. But simple terminology. Yudke Vavke, Shem Hashem, is a Shem Rachamim. It's a name of mercy. Elokeinu, however, is a Shem of Din, judgment. In fact, one term for the human court is Elohim. Right? Does everyone know that? The word Elohim sometimes means human court. Sometimes it means false gods, right? Lo yel Elohim acharim al panai. Do not have other Elohim, right? Sometimes Elohim means court, and sometimes it's Elohim. It's Hashem's name. So, but it's a lashon of judgment. Okay, so we have Rachamim and Din. Okay, let's go on to another term to define Zamru, Zmiros. So Zmiros, of course. What are Zmiros? What is Miros?
Singing.
Beautiful. Singing. Right? Zmiros is singing. Is that the only word we have for singing in Hebrew? Okay, so another very common word for song is Shira. What's the difference between Shira and Zimra? Shiros and Zmiros. What's the difference? What?
I don't know. It's just not used. I'm saying Shabbos.
It's okay to Zimra?
Zimra's like thanking. Shira girls is like at.
Do you have proofs?
There are
in Shabbos and Miros, for example, we do have requests. Bakashos Hashem, rebuild this. Right, Yibone Hamikdash. We have requests there. Shiros Az Yashiros for sure, praising Hashem. Shir Hashem Ki Goga. Right. Do we legally call that a zemer? Is that called a zemer? Is that a shira? Where do we call the Shira?
Like simple line, I don't know.
So the way I've heard it explained, I think it was B'Shem Rav Pinkus in Shari Rina. I looked it up, but this is definitely how I heard it from Rav Shiva Ravari. Marcus, he said that the difference between Shira and Zimra is as follows. That Shira is like a lashon of Shayar. It's like a lashon of like reins, like on an animal. Meaning it like channels an animal. While Zimra Lizamer. Lizamer also, we know it from agricultural. It's an agricultural term. We know it, it's alluded to in Hilchos Shabbos. Lizamer means like to prune or to cut away. Right? That's what Lizamer means. And the difference between Shira and Zimra is that Shira is where there's like overwhelming feelings that you channel, like Shayar, it rains, that you channel and express it in song. So it's where it's like coming from above, there's this divine inspiration, and I'm so overwhelmed with it. How do I express it? What can I do with it? And I channel it into song. Zmiros are different. Lizamer is something else. That's cutting away. That's where it starts kind of from me and goes outward. It's where I don't feel particularly inspired right now. I don't feel, you know, I have all this excitement and inspiration that I just want to channel. And I feel the way I feel. But I want to get there. So I cut away at layers, blocking between myself and Hashem, and myself and or how I feel right now and how I want to be. And I cut away at these layers, pruning, to get to what I really want, and then I reach a level of inspiration.
So why do you say on Shabbos, like in a higher level?
It's because Shabbos, we're sitting at a physical meal, we're humans, we went to sleep, we woke up, we're sitting at a physical meal, and when we want to elevate it, we cut away and sing Zmiros, to cut away and to get into the right frame of mind. When we wake up in the morning, we're groggy, especially we have a bunch of thoughts in our heads, especially of like what was going on yesterday, last night, and we're trying to figure things out. How am I supposed to stand before the good Lord, the creator of the universe? How am I supposed to stand before him and pray? How is that possible? The answer is, you can't just go into Shema. You can't go into, like, you wake up in the morning and, okay, let's do Kavala Salam Ach Shemayim. Okay, let's stand before Hashem in Amida. You need to cut away first. So you say Psukim of cutting, Psukei de Zimra, to get into the right frame of mind. And hopefully, at the end of Psukei de Zimra, hopefully you've reached a level of divine inspiration, and you know you're inspired. In fact, that's why I think, what do we end Psukei de Zimra with nowadays? Well, I mean, yeah, well, that's like the closing bracha, but before that. Just before Yeshtaba.
Az
Yashir. Right? Shira. We end up Psukei de Zimra with a Shira because we've gotten there, and now we have this inspiration, we're ready to go and try to express it in Kabbalah Al-Malach HaShemayim, to express it in Shemona Esrei, in talking to Hashem. That's why, by the way, Az Yashir is the best example. Right? What happened? Everybody saw Hashem. They saw Kriyas Yam Suf, the sea split. Unbelievable. And what are we going to do? I'm so inspired right now. Express into words. Shira Hashem Ki Goga Zeh Ki Livyam Vehu. To express it into words when you have that inspiration. That's why all the Shiros, there are 10 Shiros in Tanakh, and all the Shiros are divine inspiration. Something happened and it was channeled into song. It was outside in, not inside out. And that's the difference between Shira and Zimra. There are more Rayos, but that's the name. So now we can try to define our terms. No, we define our terms. Now we can try to explain this pasuk. Enu laHashem b'soda. We need to respond, answer to Hashem with thanks. So when we say Hashem, what do we mean by Hashem? Okay, it's true. We mean Shem Rachamim. We mean when Hashem expresses Himself to you, when Hashem is manifest in the Shem Rachamim, meaning you had a good day, something good happened, you're feeling good, did well on your test, you got the job, you got into the yeshiva, you got into the seminary, you got into the school, something's going well, you got into camp, you had the opportunity to come back to camp. When you feel that, So enu Hashem. So what do you respond to Hashem? What do you respond to Hashem when He expresses Himself in Rachamim? What do you respond?
Zamer.
What does it say? Enu Hashem.
Oh,
Besoda. We're thanking Hashem. Todah Rabba. Thank you, Hashem. That's what you're supposed to do. When you get Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Rachamim, Enu Hashem Besoda. It gets a little harder. What happens when you get Elokeinu? When you get Elokeinu, what should you do? Zamaru Elokeinu. When you're not inspired right now, because I got Elokeinu, I got Din. Right? Enu Hashem Besoda. When I receive a manifestation of Hashem in the form of Rachamim, then the response is clear. It is Todah. Thanking Hashem. But when it's Elokeinu, when it's Din, so then Zamru. You need to sing. You need to make music, but not the type of Shira. You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie and say, I'm so inspired right now. And let me channel that into song. No, no, no. You do this in the Zemer type, where it's a physical, mundane meal, it could be, and then you elevate it with Miros. Where you wake up in the morning, you go to Shul groggy, and you say Psukei de Zimra, to cut away and get yourself inspired. When you get Elokeinu, so Zamru, you have to sing. You have to sing, and sing from a place of, I'm not inspired right now, but I still want to connect to Hashem in a beautiful way. And it's not so easy, and sometimes you need a little bit of help, and Zamru Elokeinu Bechinor. If it helps, pick up the guitar, pick up the harp, pick up the lyre. You look like a harp player, right? Not so much, okay. Right. Pick up an instrument, help yourself get there, but Zamru Elokeinu Bechinor. Because ultimately it's coming from the same place. It's all Hashem Elokeinu. Right? That we're going to end up saying that. Once we finish Pesukim Zimra, we're going to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu is all really Hashem Echad. It's all really Rachamim. Some of his disguises Elokeinu. It's all really Rachamim. But it's Echad. It's all one. It's all one. And we say, and it's surrounded by love, that pasuk. You know it's surrounded by love?
Yeah.
It's surrounded by love. How is it surrounded by love? What do we say just before Shema in the morning? What's the bracha we say just before Shema in the morning? Ava Rabba, Ava Solam for Pesach Svard and at night, Ava Rabba. We start with Hashem's love for us. What's the first thing we say after the pasuk of Shema? After Bershem? After Baruch Shem? What do we say after Shema and Baruch Shem? You have to love Hashem. Hashem loves you. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem and Elokeinu, it's all Hashem Echad. It's all Rachamim. You should love Hashem back. It's surrounded by love. Everything Hashem does is from love. As we said, it's all really Rachamim. It's all really Hashem, and some of it is disguised as Din. Some of it is disguised as Elokeinu. So when you have Hashem, and Enul Hashem, that you should do Besoda. When you experience Hashem as Hashem, then you have to respond with thanks. And people miss that. Very often, how many days of the summer, and I happen to have heard a lot this summer, but do we say every single day of the summer, wake up in the morning and say, wow, it is so special to be here? I happen to have done it more this summer, many, many more times than I do in a normal summer. How special it is to be here? We have to do that. When we experience Hashem, enu Hashem besoda. To thank Hashem every single day, every single hour that we were able to be here. Incredible. And when we feel like it's a little bit of din, when we don't feel like enu Hashem besoda, maybe right now we don't feel it, or maybe we feel it a little bit more now, we didn't feel it yesterday. So we feel like it's Elokeinu. It's all relative. Elokeinu is all relative. When you feel like it's Elokeinu, so Zamru Elokeinu Bechinor. So a lot of people doing it last night. Right? So we received an announcement that was Din. And there's a party. With mass. Campers running up and down. You know, having a great time. People cheering them on. Barbecue. Help people, offering to help clean up different areas of camp. What can I do? That's Zamra Lelokeinu Bechinor. That's, so I'm not feeling it right now because I know it's Elokeinu. So Zamru, so I'm gonna create the feeling myself. And I can use a Kinor. I can go and get some friends. I can get a Kumzitz going. I can try to chop a shir. I have to, sometimes I have to create it. Sometimes you need instruments to help you create it. But this is a key for life. Because in life, we experience Hashem and we experience Elokeinu. And just the key to life is knowing what to do. And if you try to do like Enu Elokeinu, the soda, it's hard. It's very hard to do that. But to realize that it's true, Hashem expresses himself in different ways, and if you feel like you're experiencing din, that's okay. It's okay to feel like you're experiencing that. Just have to know, take David Melech's advice, how to respond. Enu la Hashem besoda, zamru la Elokeinu b'chinor. Give us all a bracha. First of all, thank you everybody, especially the ones who've been here all summer keeping the shiurim going, or as long as you're able to. And for everyone newly joining and for the chevra who listens in from the side, it's been a schus being able to learn different parts of Nach with you. Give everybody a bracha that we should be able to find all the points in our life that are Elokeinu and be able to zamer Elokeinu b'chinor, but even more often than that, to be able to experience Hashem and Enu la Hashem besodah.